This is Mimi with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts. It's a cool thing to do. Thanks again for joining me. You're not going to believe this one. I am actually grateful for failures. Who on earth wants to fail? But lessons usually follow that failure, and you can succeed and grow from them. Let me give you an example. One time, I was a student teacher to be observing a classroom, second graders honor roll. There was a lovely young lady, and she was a brilliant, beautiful little student, but she was very self-conscious because she had been in an accident where she pulled a pot of water on the stove that was boiling. She pulled it down on herself and burnt the right side of her body. It was on her hand, arm, and leg. Well, one day I decided to sit next to her, and I said, "Oh, wow, I have one too." She said, "What?" I said, "Beauty mark." "Beauty mark?" And I put my arm next to hers. And she told me her story. She wanted to know mine. Years ago, I had been laid off from Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago. Humana was taking over and merging. So some employees were laid off. I needed a job. My neighbors purchased an IHOP and they needed a hostess. So I was thrilled to have this job temporarily until I got another one because I had bills to pay. Lo and behold, I didn't mind being a hostess. I'm a people person. I like to talk, and I was the hostess with the mostest in my opinion, but I would totally suck as a waitress because I'm clumsy and I don't have the skills or the balancing act to do it. One day it was exceptionally busy in the restaurant and the coffee pot was empty. I said, "Well, let me offer a little assistance." I was going to empty the coffee grounds, but I noticed every time someone would try to pull out the tray or the container that held the coffee grounds, they had to yank it a little, and they said they would repair it. They never got that defective coffee maker repaired. And I didn't yank it, but when I pulled it out, those hot coffee grounds, steaming and freshly perked, just proceeded to pour onto my wrist and hand and sink into my skin. There was a sink in a nearby area, and I wanted to rinse my hand, but I couldn't because there was a tall white pail filled with steaming hot water and bleach because the area was going to be mopped soon. So I walked rapidly to the kitchen, rinsed my hand off in cool water, still on fire. The cooks, the busboys in the back, they decide to get some butter to help out. But I'm here to tell you the myth of putting butter on a burn is a no-no. That's like putting butter in a steaming hot pan, but the hot pan is your skin. In other words, it's still on fire and making it worse. So then they decided to crack eggs on my arm. Okay, I've just had coffee on my arm, butter, and now eggs that are dripping and making a mess. They just add some bacon and make me an IHOP entree, okay? I need help. But I was told the restaurant was real busy, and if I needed to get to the hospital, I had to get there on my own. So I hop in my car, use my left hand, drive to Little Company of Mary Hospital, go to the ER. They're like, "What's going on?" All I had to say was one word, burn. I was helped immediately. Long story short, after getting over being self-conscious about this permanent burn on my arm, actually second and third degree burns, I had to twist things around. And this is what I taught the little girl. The reason these are beauty marks, you can show people our wrists. I asked her, has she learned about fire safety? She said, yes. And I said, well, you can show them this is what happens when you're not safe. And the beauty of it is we're survivors. She smiled, and we would see one another, and we would bump wrist as if we were giving one another high fives. And ending this story, she also had dyslexia, where she would write with this hand, but the writing was upside down and in a way that I had never seen before. But I told her, God, not only do you not have a beauty mark where you can teach people about fire safety, you speak another language. She said, what do you mean? I said, you read and write differently. So it's no, she was self-conscious about it because she didn't learn like anybody else. But she had mastered another language, as far as I'm concerned. It made her feel better. And my point is, we both learned how to delete defeat. Famous words from Natalie Cousins. Upon that note, I want to thank you for your listening ears. I hope you have a gratitude groovy rest of the day. I'll talk to you later, and thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.